reminder to media members who've just joined the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome in the call the head coach of the JMU Dukes, Mike Houston. Good morning, Coach Houston.
Good morning.
Good morning. A tough one for you guys on Saturday. You fall late 27-24 to Elon as you've gone back and studied the film. Just give me your impressions on the game.
Well, obviously very disappointed in the loss, and you know, it was a great college football game, and you know, Elon did a great job of not making mistakes, and you know, I thought they played very well up front on both sides of the football, and just, you know, really, you know, made the plays when they had to make them, and unfortunately we did not do that, and you know, we had some mistakes that cost us, and you can't make critical errors against good football teams. So hopefully our team will be able to take this as a learning experience and move forward being a better team.
Yeah, so I was going to ask you, for a lot of your guys, first time that they've lost a CA game or a game at home, how have you tried to do the message to spin this maybe in a positive way to build for the future going down the road?
Well, I mean, we just talked, and in which, you know, I've talked to them about, you know, things like this a lot, just that, you know, football games are hard to win. And, you know, what we've been able to experience here for a couple of years is not reality. I mean, reality is every single week you're scrapping and scraping to try to find a way to get a win. And, you know, it's tough when you have a painful loss, but I think that pain is important, because if you don't have that pain, then obviously you're not very invested in the process. And so, you know, I hope that pain helps, you know, maybe a little bit better attention, you know, a little bit, you know, more locked into, you know, a few things that we need to improve on. And certainly I thought they responded very, very well at practice last night. And I know that, you know, I say it all the time, you know, to the kids and the coaches, you know, we're all in this thing together. And, you know, we have success because of each other, and we'll rebound, you know, from this setback because of each other. So I was real pleased the way we came back and practiced yesterday afternoon.
Got several media questions in queue, if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Dave Thomas with the ESPN Radio.
Hey, Coach, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing pretty good.
Coach, talk about just looking back at the film, how close you were to making certain plays. I think back to the pass to Taylor, who caught it, and Curtis, I think, was right there. It just went over his fingertip. Did you see a number of plays where your guys were somewhat in position and just maybe a small margin away from making a play?
Well, I think those are, you know, those are everywhere, both sides of the football. And, you know, that's, you know, kind of been the thing that we've done consistently the past couple of years, is we've made those plays. And so, you know, hopefully we'll, you know, mature from this, and we'll make the plays in those critical moments moving forward. So, but certainly I think, you know, Elon had a lot to do with that. I thought that they played just very, very well, very poised, and just, you know, really made those clutch plays that you have to make to win big ball games.
And is there any benefit to having to go back-to-back Elon Villanova? Defense is very, very similar. I know you struggled with them somewhat on Saturday, but as far as being able to hopefully figure some things out in week two.
Well, it is it's a different look that you don't see a whole lot, and so I do think it helps offensively that you know, our guys have a decent understanding, you know, going into this week of practice. But, you know, obviously there are some things we need to do better. So I think that we've got to take that and just, you know, be able to execute better, you know, adjust some things in the game plan, you know, based on our experience this past Saturday, and, you know, hopefully we can perform better this coming Saturday.
Thanks, Coach. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Your next question is from the line of Greg Medea with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Mike. What did Trey give you there in that fourth quarter against that 3-3-5 that had given you guys some trouble throughout the game? What did Trey give you there late that maybe you hadn't gotten in the first three quarters?
I think certainly he gave us a spark there in the fourth quarter, and you know, Trey's strength is he always sees things so well, and I thought that you know, he did a great job. You know, seeing the cuts there in the fourth quarter, I thought he made a big play on the screen pass on third down to get the first down, and then, you know, obviously on the touchdown there, just a tremendous kind of, you know, gutsy heart effort. So, you know, but that's who he is. You know, he's always been that guy that you know, he has, you know, this internal fire in him, and this heart and passion that, you know, is inspiring. So, you know, I thought he did give us a spark there in the fourth quarter.
And then I was just wondering, did you get an explanation from the referees about the play where Danucci kind of spun out of a sack? He would have went for a first down, but I guess it was ruled that either his knee was down, his ankle was down. I was just wondering if you got an explanation from the referees.
The only explanation I got was that there was the review had shown that his knee was down. So, you know, I haven't seen that angle, but that was what I was told.
Got it. Thank you.
Okay.
And your next question is from the line of Wayne Epps with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Hey, Coach. Red zone was something you mentioned on Saturday. What do you think are the biggest things you guys need to improve on or do better in the red zone to better capitalize on your opportunities there?
Well, I think, you know, certainly one thing is, you know, missed assignments. You can't have missed assignments and be productive. And I thought, you know, we had you know, probably more Saturday than we have had in the past. So that's one big thing that we've got to take care of right there. And then, you know, we got to be able to throw and catch when we throw it down there. And you know, that's going to be critical. You know, you had some opportunities there, but you know, just didn't make the play. So you know, scoring in the red zone is important when you get down there. I think it's when you have to be your best. It's when you have to execute at the highest level. And you got to be able to run the football down there, and you got to be able to execute in the passing game.
Okay. Will red zone be kind of maybe even more of an emphasis in practice this week and in kind of your team periods and things like that?
Well, I mean, I think we've talked about it just about every week that I've had a press conference or anything, just our emphasis on third down and red zone. So it's something that we work heavily on every week, so it's not going to change. You know, we're not going to de-emphasize it or anything like that. And so, you know, hopefully we'll just be more efficient with our execution down there this week.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Mike, you guys get down 20-12 in the fourth quarter, and you were able to put the back-to-back drives together. What started clicking there in the fourth quarter?
Well, I think, you know, as we've mentioned before, I think Trey gave us a little bit of a spark. I thought Ben, you know, he was able to complete a couple of balls down the field that kind of got us some momentum going. We got some stops on defense, which that was critical. And you know, really had the momentum, you know, fully back in our direction. So we just, you know, just when it came down to putting the game away, we weren't able to put it away, and you know, had a turnover that came back and bit us in the butt, and so it's just why you gotta be able to make plays late in ball games in order to win. So, and Elon made the plays and we didn't.
I'm saying another tough challenge for your team this week as you head out on the road at Villanova, as you've started to look at them on film. Talk about some of the challenges that they'll present for your team.
Well, I think number one, just, you know, playing on the road in this league is always a challenge. Villanova's, you know, always a tough place to play. I talked to the players yesterday just about, you know, I felt like in 2016 that was, you know, certainly, you know, our toughest road game that we probably had that year. It's one where we trailed much of the game and had to come from behind, you know, behind Khalid Abdullah and Cole Johnson there in the fourth quarter. So it's a challenging place to go on the road and try to get a win. I think they look like the typical Villanova football team. You know, they're big and physical up front on defense. You know, they really play aggressive. They do a great job with the, you know, 3-3 stack scheme. You know, offensively, you know, do a good job running the football. I know Bednarczyk has been out the last game and a half or so. You know, the backup comes in there and he does a good job running the ball. Certainly brings that threat to the offense, and just the way they control the ball, it's you know, it's always you're always susceptible to play action pass there with that that kind of run game. So, you know, it's going to be a great challenge here this Saturday. And, you know, especially with the number of players they have back off of last year's team, you know, they got a very veteran group, and you know, you watch them against Temple early in the year, and boy, I mean, they got after Temple now. So I know they lost a heartbreaker at Maine this past Saturday, so they're kind of in the same boat we are. right now, but I have no doubt that Mark will have him ready to play Saturday, and it'll be a great football game.
All right, Mike, thanks as always for taking time with us this morning, and look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks a lot. Have a good week.
All right, thank you.